trying to get used to the darkness, as well as trying to adjust to being as normal as I possibly can.
This is Hadley's Insights and Soundbites, where people facing vision loss share what's helped them cope and adjust.
My name is Dorothy. I go by Dottie Wilson. I live in North Carolina, right outside Winston-Salem. My eye condition is NAION, or non-anterior ischemic optic neuropathy. This presented itself to me in 2019 in my left eye, and I lost some vision in that eye. I lost some peripheral vision. That was not a really good eye to begin with. I got over that pretty quickly. I'd say it took me about 6 months to adjust to that. Then in 2022, it hit my right eye. And that was pretty much my dominant eye. And it hit it really hard. I lost all my peripheral vision. So it has been quite a battle for me, because the second episode, it's been not quite 4 years yet, and I am trying still to adjust, trying to get used to the darkness, as well as trying to adjust to being as normal as I possibly can. It's probably been one of the hardest things I've ever dealt with in my life. I had just bought the car. It was 4 months old. And I've always driven the same brand of car since 1995. And, you know, I'm getting ready to turn 70 years old. So I knew that was probably going to be my last car. And I loved it. And it was brand new. And more than anything, I think it was just that was just one thing that was taken away that I just loved. I loved driving. I loved going places. And it was really hard on me knowing that I was going to have to get rid of it. But I knew it was something that I had to do, that I could not allow myself to get in that car and possibly hurt myself or hurt someone else. And I would have never done that, no matter how hard it was to let it go and not see it sit in my garage. And to be honest, I think about it from time to time, but I know it's gone. I also was told by the owner, and I knew he would do this because he knows us very well, and he said, I will make sure that somebody very special gets her car that loved it as much as she did. And that warms my heart. And like I said, I can go down in the garage, which that side of the garage now is filled with my grandbaby's riding toys. So I look at it in that standpoint as well, that they've got a whole side of the garage that they can ride all their riding toys on that side of the garage. So it created a space for my grandchildren as well. So I guess you could say that I gave them a spot to park their cars.
You never know who might need to hear your story. To share, just leave a message on our Insights and Soundbites voicemail. You can call 847-512-4867 or record a message on your smartphone or computer and email it to podcast@hadleyhelps.org.